good morning.
Do you have a dream?
What is this?
Pardon my French.
It's not a tumor.
That is what they have been saying, you idiot.
Hello? Anybody home? Hey!
Man.
Wait, let me explain something to you.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Hello and welcome to another episode of the So To Speak podcast, a show focused on stories, audio, radio and podcasting. Whether it's an interview, an audio clip, a sound effect, cool music, or basically anything that has audio linked to it. If you can hear it, we will cover it. And all our content comes with an accent because everything just sounds better with an accent. I'm Load Rules. I'm your host for today. I just wanted to pump out another episode to avoid a big gap, a gap that we saw a few months ago. So that's why I'm issuing this short episode, this Christmas episode, if I may call it that way. I won't call it the Christmas special, but it's basically what it is, a short episode to fill the void that we have seen in my iTunes lineup. In this episode, I'll take you on a trip to a virtual barber shop that will freak you out. At least it freaked me out, and it will freak out your ears too. It's basically an audio illusion. And some people might have noticed that this episode is coming to you in stereo. I usually issue my So To Speak show in mono. This time I'm issuing it in stereo. And the virtual barbershop clip I will play is the reason why this is coming to you in stereo. You need stereo and you need headphones as well. So if you're not listening to this episode through headphones, please pause for a moment, come back, obviously, but pause for a moment and make sure you have your earplugs, your earbuds plugged in, because that's absolutely necessary to enjoy the experience. So that's something I will show you or play the virtual barbershop. And since Christmas is right around the corner, I wanted to share an amazing clip I found on YouTube where all these famous voiceover actors are reading Christmas Tale, A Visit from Saint Nick, or as it's known also, It Was the Night Before Christmas. That's what we will do in this short episode of the So To Speak show. All right, so let's go to the virtual barber shop together. So like I said, you'll need a headphone for this to work. So make sure there is no noise around. Make sure you have these earbuds plugged in. Close your eyes in the next few seconds or minutes. Turn the volume up just a little bit and then hold and press the headphones on your ears for better hearing. Now, nothing bad will happen. I won't blow your ears out. I won't play loud music or anything like that. Trust me, I'm an audio freak as well, so I want you to enjoy the experience, and the experience is just so much better if you do what I say. Just make sure you have headphones, pump up the volume a little bit, and press the headphones close to your ears. That improves the experience. So I'll play the clip, and you can enjoy the impressive audio work you will hear. This is, again, not a screamer nor a prank. It's a real audio illusion. Your ears will play tricks with you. You'll hear sounds left and right, and you will turn around a few times checking if the people you'll hear are actually behind you, because that's how real it sounds. Just a little framing before we start. The sound bite is a few minutes long, and it's made by Q Sound Labs, audio company that specializes in sound effects. And in the clip you will hear, in the clip you're about to hear, you will join Manuel and Luigi for an unforgettable virtual haircut experience. So you can get your hair clipped and buzzed with spine-chilling 3D audio realism. I'm reading from their website now. Originally, it was created in 1996 for a Q-Sound client. And what you'll hear is an amazing clip that freaks me out every time, but in a positive way, so don't be scared. All right, are you all set? You're all ready to go? In full stereo, with your earbuds in, here is the virtual barbershop.
Hello there, hello there. How are you? Yes, yes. You are here for the virtual haircut? Yes, yes, okay. I will go get Luigi. He will come and cut your hair. I am Manuel. Just stay right there. Luigi! Luigi! It's Manuel here. The person is here for your virtual haircut. You better come up.
Right, Manuel. I come right now.
Okay. He is coming up right now. And meanwhile, I will go over here and play the music, play the guitar, because that is what I do here at the barbershop.
Ah, it's so nice to see you. Welcome to the Starkey Cetera Barbershop and your virtual haircut. I'd like to start the demonstration by moving over to your right-hand side and picking up this bag. If you just hold still for a second, I'll put this bag over your head. Just like that. The bag over the top of the head. And now I'll take the bag off. There we go. The only reason I did that is because all of the fancy barbershops do that. What you're listening to as I move off to your right here and very quickly wash my hands. Manuel, could you get that, please?
Yes,
sir. Oh, thank you, Manuel. Let me finish washing my hands here. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. Ah, there we go. Ah, yes. As I was saying, all we are doing is using your head as the listening point. And we have two microphones, one on either side of the head, in the same position as where your left and your right ears are. Your brain is doing all of the work, telling you where the sounds are coming from. Okay, I'll go get the scissors. It's nice and sharp. Now, as I begin the clipping, and I bring the clippers closer to your ear. Very closer to the right ear. Follow me as I move around the back of the head to the left ear. And up and over the top of the head. Okay. Now, you can get the same effect better with the electric razor. I'll first bring it close to your right ear. The perfect. And around the back. And onto your left. Ah, yes. I think that looks wonderful. Manuel, what do you think?
Huh? What? Oh, yes. Yes, it looks wonderful, Luigi. You do such nice work.
Ah, thank you so much, Manuel.
So fast, too.
Now, as I walk around, I just want to tell you once more that your ability to hear where I am as I walk around the room is simply the amazing power of your brain, calculating the tiny differences or cues in sound intensity and arrival time from two open ears. And unlike any other hearing instrument, only one has the digital algorithm that negates its own physical presence in the ear to fully restore those differences. That algorithm is called Cetera. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by the Starkey Virtual Barbershop. Goodbye, and arrivederci.
Wow. That was quite an experience, wasn't it? If you have followed my advice and if you have listened to this in stereo through earbuds, you cannot say that it was not worth it. Especially the Cetera at the last few minutes there of the sound was really, really scary. Freaked me out. What I am about to play now will go on our website as well, sotospeakshow.com. It's essentially a video, but the sound is great as well. You will see famous voice actors reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas," cartoon voice actors to be precise, or people who do the movie trailers, or people who read trailers for American television stations. So what you'll hear is a collection of voice actors in their studios, in their respective, their own studios, reading this Christmas tale in their typical cartoon voice or typical voiceover style voice, obviously. And it's great. The video is great, but also the audio is great because you'll hear SpongeBob, for example, or other famous cartoon characters, and you'll recognize voices of Joe Cipriano, for example, is in there. Don LaFontaine, the king of voiceovers. He's dead, by the way, so rest in peace, Don LaFontaine. Bo Weaver and many other famous voiceover actors that will read that Twas the Night Before Christmas. If you want to check out the video, feel free to do so. You can do that on our website, sotospeakshow.com. So here we go, and I think SpongeBob is the first to kick off.
Take it, SpongeBob.
Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring.
Because someone had stolen all the spoons.
Not even a porpoise.
The stockings were hung by the chimney with care.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds.
While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
And Mama in her kerchief.
And I in my cap.
Had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
When out on the lawn...
I love the lawn.
There arose such a clatter.
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Away to the window...
I flew like a flash.
Tore open the shutters and threw up...
This tree is heavy.
The sash, the moon, and the breast of the new-fallen snow... Gave the luster of midday to objects below.
When what to my wondering eyes should appear...
But a miniature sleigh.
And a tiny reindeer.
Remember that was his first name... Tiny.
With a little old driver.
So lively and quick.
I knew in a moment.
It must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles.
His coursers they came.
And he whistled. And shouted. And called him by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer.
Now Prancer and Vixen.
On Comet.
On Cupid.
On Donder and Blitzen. Sorry, didn't mean to leave you for last, Blitzen.
To the top of the porch.
To the top of the wall.
Now dash away.
Dash away.
Dash away all. Sounds like a commercial for Dash.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly.
When they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky.
So up to the house.
The coursers they flew.
With the sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas, too.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof
the prancing and pawing of each little hoof
as I drew in my hand
and was turning around.
Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed all in fur.
From his head to his foot.
And his clothes were all tarnished.
With ashes and soot.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back.
And he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. I'm gonna lose this. This is too much, fellas. You know what I mean?
His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses.
His nose, like a cherry.
His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth. And the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath.
He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed.
Like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump like a jolly old elf, like me.
Shut up.
And I laughed when I saw him.
In spite of myself.
A wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
Soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word but went straight to his work.
And filled all the stockings.
Then turned.
With a jerk.
And laying his finger aside of his nose.
And giving a nod up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to a sleigh till his team gave a whistle.
And away they all flew.
Like the down of a thistle.
This is the climax, folks.
But I heard him exclaim.
Ere he drove out of sight.
Happy Christmas to all.
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 Happy Christmas to all. And to all, a good night.
And happy Hanukkah, too.
One more, Don. This time, could you be a little merrier?
Was The Night Before Christmas, read and recorded by famous voice actors. There you go. That's the, so to speak, Christmas episode, if I may call it that way. We are wrapping up things for today. You can find us at sotospeakshow.com or on Twitter. You can follow us at sotospeakshow. and not so to speak, so just a so to speak show, if you would put that into Twitter. I want to be completely honest with you, and I'll share one more detail before I sign off. It's the fact that I am working on a brand new podcast concept. The So to Speak show is hard to maintain because it's hard for me to find things I can and want to talk about. So I'm thinking about a very niche style podcast. Not more details right now, probably launching in early next year, early 2015. So I'm not sure what will happen to this podcast. I just wanted to put it on your radar that the So to Speak show might transform into something completely different. So don't be surprised if you hear me announce one of the next episodes that will do something completely different. Anyway, it's on the table right now, open for discussion. I'll tell you more when the time is there to announce it. Anyway, this was the So to Speak show. Until the next time, take care and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
That felt good.
Said Darren.